Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Just for a moment, let's look back at 2009. We have to acknowledge it was a tough year, but appears to be getting better. Well, did the federal government do what needed to be done? History will answer that question, but I think they came up way short. They spent the whole year fighting over health care reform and finally passing it through the Senate on Christmas Eve. Now, that bill must be reconciled with the House bill, which is quite different. Also, they devoted considerable time in the House to pass a cap-and-trade bill, which supposedly will reduce greenhouse gases. Both of these priority pieces of legislation are not law yet, and they are both wildly unpopular with the public. And if they ever become law, they're going to cost a lot of money. The Congress and President neglected to do anything on the trade agreements with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. They were successfully negotiated, and now they sit on the table. And all the while, we're sacrificing exports and jobs, which we desperately need. The Congress did not fix the estate tax, and now it expires this year, 2010. And then next year, 2011, it jumps back up to 55% with a $1 million exemption. How can a family plan anything? How irresponsible can our Congress be? The government spending continues to balloon, with members of Congress plastering the bills with their own personal earmarks of billions of dollars. EPA wants to regulate greenhouse gases and become the climate change czar. The Congress wants to give regulators the power to manage our fishing ponds and whether we can drain a wet hole in our cornfield. Regulate and tax seems to be their priority. The NBC Wall Street Journal survey ask whether our government should do more to solve our problems, or if government is doing too many things better left to business and individuals. The majority said government is doing too much. Only 18% said they trusted the government. If President Obama and the left-leaning Congress are not blind, they'll try to steer the ship of state back to the middle and address the priorities of the people this year. We shall see. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.